was followed by many more, and I justified them by telling myself, "My son is so young, he will never remember the movie." The day after the promised movie, I was guilty and remorseful, and felt I was just no good. I faced my son, only to hear him talking excitedly about going to a movie. I couldn't say anything, for the movie was no longer playing. I left his mother to explain. The next few years saw me living back in the old home with my father, as my girl had left me, taking my son. My drinking escalated even more, as did the guilt, remorse, and fear. I was hospitalized for dehydration, had a mild stroke, spent a week in a psychiatric ward, and suffered a number of alcoholic seizures. I lost the trust of my family and friends. They simply could not rely on me for anything. I would stop for a while, but I always drank again. I can certainly identify with our co-founder, Bill W., when he says on page 4 of the big book, "The old fierce determination to win came back." I would take a drink, and then I knew everything was going to be all right. I was going to clean up my act. Everything was going to change, you'll see. It didn't. Nothing changed. I tried so many ways of beating the game. I went to church and took a pledge. I went to a native sweat lodge. I would do something so I would be put in jail. I vowed to stay away from hard liquor. Nothing worked. Then came the pills to stop the shakes and get off the sauce for a while. One evening during a party at my home, an argument led to fighting, as usual. One of my brothers stabbed me in the back with a knife, and I fell to the floor unconscious. I came to in the hospital. They told